we're going to learn tonight the famous story of Abba Yudan. In the city of Antiochia, there was an unusually kind person whose name was Abba Yudan. And he was wealthy. He used his wealth to support the poor and to help the Talmidei Chachamim. And he would take advantage of any opportunity he could to give tzedakah and help others. And it reached a point, at some point, he lost his wealth, and he had to sell his fields, he had to sell his assets in order to have food for his family. And ultimately, as things got worse and worse, he found himself owning only one field. This wealthy person who had tremendous real estate, had tremendous assets, lost all of that. And one day, he sees the great sages, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, have come to collect money for the Chachamim and for the poor. And when he sees them, he is pained, because he always wanted to give tzedakah, he always had given tzedakah. And upon seeing them, he recounted how once upon a time he had been better off, and now he doesn't have what to give. So he came home, and he was very distraught. His wife saw him, and she asked, "What happened?" And Abba Yudan told her, "The great rabbis have come to the city to collect tzedakah, and I don't know what to do. I have nothing to give." His wife, as we're going to see, was an exceptional tzaddikess. And after thinking, she said to him, "You know, we do have one field left. Go sell half that field and give the money to the rabbis." And when Abba Yudan heard this, he was very happy. Right away he went and sold half the field. That last field that he had, he sold half of it, and rejoicing, he approached the sages and gave them the money that he had just earned. The rabbis, upon seeing Abba Yudan, understood what had happened, and they recognized his righteousness. So they took his donation and they did two things with it. They wrote at the top of the list, "Abba Yudan donated such and such," even though he wasn't the one who donated the most. And ordinarily the order of donations was that they'd write the greatest donation on top. But in this instance, they wanted to make people think that Abba Yudan was better off. So this was a way of giving him, so to speak, a good name with the banks, giving him a good name. So they put his name on top of the list. And they prayed to Hashem that he should bless Abba Yudan and he should succeed. And then they went and gave out to the money to the poor. Now, Abba Yudan has one cow and half a field left. And as he's plowing with the cow falls into a pit. He hadn't seen the pit there beforehand. And now his single cow has fallen and broken its leg. It's a catastrophe. Now that he doesn't have a cow, his cow has to heal. How's he going to plow his field? Abba Yudan, with his righteousness, he didn't yell, he didn't cry. He quietly walked into the pit to help the poor cow that is lying there with a broken leg. And Hashem made it that Abba Yudan would see something shining in that pit. And as he looked closely, he saw that in that pit was a large chest filled with good gold. And at that point, Abba Yudan just became very wealthy. And we know that when a person gets tremendous wealth, a person suddenly gets an inheritance. So a person makes a blessing. Thank you, Hashem. He makes a blessing of Shechiyonu. So Abba Yudan turned his eyes up to heaven and thanked Hashem, who did everything for his good. Hashem sought it that the cow would break its legs so that he would find that treasure. And Abba Yehuda now had the money to repurchase his fields. He went back and bought the home that he had to sell. He bought new cows, new goats, new sheep. He bought camels, he bought oxen. Whatever he needed, he was able to buy. Time passed and the rabbis returned to the city. And upon entering the city, they asked the people, "What's with Abba Yehuda? How's he doing?" The people said, "Abba Yehuda? You're talking about Abba Yehuda who's the Baron Yehuda. He has servants here. Abba Yehuda who has houses, real estate, fields, cows, camels, sheep, goats. Who has time to see him? He's busy. He's got a lot of wealth nowadays." When Abba Yehuda heard the rabbis came to town, he went to greet them and invite them to his home. They asked him, "Abba Yehuda, what are you up to these days? How are you doing?" And he told them, "Hashem accepted your prayers and the blessing that you gave me." He told them the story. And the rabbis took Abba Yehuda and placed them whenever they'd have a conference. So the rabbis would sit the dais at the head table. They sat Abba Yehuda with them. And they were rejoicing together with him for the good that Hashem did to him. And they recognized that this was payback, how for the fact that Abba Yehuda continued doing tzedakah not only when he was rich but even when he was poor, and now Hashem gave him back his wealth so he could do tzedakah more than he had done before.